Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 through 28. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Ezekiel the 36th chapter. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when, through you, I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses and from all your idols. I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
In Sunday's Gospel, our Lord foretold the persecution of his apostles and his church that we would face. And he said, those who kill you will think they are offering a service to God. But to strengthen us for this, he gives his Holy Spirit to testify to himself so that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. The trouble with slow decline rather than vicious persecution is that it enables us to retain our pride. Imprisonment and torture and martyrdom, these things humiliate you. The martyrs did not glory in themselves. They were humbled as Christ their Lord was, even unto death, so that all the glory would be Christ's. And because they were not comfortable, but rather clung to the Comforter, neither were they carried away with the cares of this world. But we, for our part, still quite comfortable, also still tend to think that this is our show. Our church, like all of our individual congregations, our church is not yet humiliated, not yet desperate, not yet dead to the glory of this world. And so it is that many congregations only begin to think about their membership or about outreach when first they have become aware of their bank balance. We are motivated most by self-preservation. And so were the people of Israel to whom Ezekiel preached. They had lost their concern for God's glory and his name a long time ago. Facing the end of their nation and their home, which should have woken them up, should have humiliated them, they still thought that they could hang on to what they had. They even thought that they could invoke God's name for that cause, for this cause, to preserve them for all of the reasons that they loved themselves. And God says that even the Gentiles can see that Israel is giving its God a bad name. And so God added this very important clarification with the prophecy of restoration today. Don't think that it is for your sake, O house of Israel, that I'm about to act. I'm going to act for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came, and I will vindicate the holiness of my great name. The same is true of our congregations and our church. We're well aware of the vested interest that we have in them, and that applies just as much to the preachers as to the hearers. We have our fond memories, we have our friends and our coffee buddies, we have our comfortable routines, we have our buildings. At least one congregant in every parish gets his living from that parish. And for the sake of those, for these things, that is, we want the Lord to rise up and defend us. We want him to vindicate us. We want him to preserve us. We want him to keep my church going. Repent. And join me in repenting, because Ezekiel spends most of his book in the preceding chapters rebuking Israel's faithless shepherds, far more than rebuking the flock. But how often have we viewed God's church as if it were our own? How often have we sought its preservation out of a love of our own glory and our own comfort most of all? And how surely, know this, how surely all of your efforts born out of that kind of a love will come to nothing. They'll bear no fruit. They will be choked, as Jesus says, by the riches and the cares and the pleasures of this life. It is not for love of our comfort or love of our persons that Christ promised to give his Holy Spirit and preserve his church even from the gates of hell. It is for the love of his name. He sends the Comforter to testify always to Christ and to glorify him only. The Lord vindicates his name. And he does it even when his house of Christians has such a fine way of profaning his name among themselves and among those who are around us. Dear saints, let us not only hear the promise today, but also let us hear and take to heart the rebuke from Ezekiel against us, against ourselves too. Let us be humbled as we hear and believe his promises for the church, rather than becoming puffed up in pride. Whatever it is we are hoping to build, whatever we wish to revitalize in our own congregations or here as workers for the wider church, it must not be for our own narrow glory. Instead, grow in a love of his name and his glory. That is, grow in the knowledge of the truth of his word. This is how the Holy Spirit comes to dwell among us. And the Spirit dwells in the church to glorify not us, not our legacy, not even our church, but always Christ Jesus himself. And this, in fact, is the Lord's method of congregational revitalization, as it were, repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. He crushes our idols, he exposes our unworthiness. He does it so that he may sprinkle sinners clean of all their uncleannesses and return us to his promises in holy baptism to say again, I will be your God. That's why you will be my people. He takes out our hardened, stony hearts and he replaces them with hearts of flesh again. That is, consciences that are clean through the forgiveness of sins. And that are finally able to serve not just ourselves constantly, but others for once. The church's glory is the glory of Christ's saving name. He saves us out of his mercy, that in that mercy his name may be known among others also. The simple, the daily life of the baptized, dying to ourselves and our sin in repentance, and rising to new life in the forgiveness of sins, this is how the Lord vindicates his name in us. He works in us the very same thing that the Gentiles, those outside and around our church, also need. He tears down our sinful pride so that our confidence may be in Christ's saving name alone. And if you see that as the reason for this church's existence, then at last you grasp the Comforter's work. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.